The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 29th day of June, 2023. And tonight, something weird, you know, like a Styles in there. He's all dressed in black, and he's in the dark, and I think he's doing those rabbit ears to Lisa. Uh-oh, she's looking now. Yep, yeah, you heard it. You heard the cackle, right? Okay. Tonight we got Randy.
Hey, be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And Lisa here in the studio, they think that I need them to be here tonight.
Good evening, everyone.
It's kind of weird, okay. Now, this is one time you could stay in here, Lisa. You don't have to leave. But you can if you want.
Yeah, it's not pledge week.
All right. Folks, you wouldn't believe. All right, anyhow, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We really have. Here's how we got to start, though. Today, this morning, if you remember at the prayer meeting, we had a very good prayer meeting this morning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And yes. My dear friend, Richard Lewis, I had talked to him this morning, and his wife, Evelyn. Richard and Evelyn attended our church for many, many years until Evelyn became, she became bedridden, and he no longer, and Richard, what a devout husband. He stayed with her 24/7,
amen,
taking care of her, and so she passed away today. He called me. He went home to be with the Lord today, and so we want to have most sincere condolences for the Lewis family for their loss of Evelyn today. He's had a rough road to hoe, Richard has, and of course Evelyn too. And Evelyn, well, it's Evelyn's gain and our loss. And so, and also we want to remember Andre, who is in hospice right now. Remember to keep him. We've been praying for Andre. We're going to get down to see him as quickly as we can while there's time. And folks, I just wanted to say this. A lot of people nowadays, with all that is happening, we're going to be talking about this, and a lot of things we're going to be talking about tonight would be things that are happening now that could bring stress to people. But you got to understand something. God is on the throne, folks. Believe me. God is on the throne. God is in complete control, right? Okay. Listen. You don't have to worry about AI because we have UI. You see, UI overtakes our, you know, ultimate intelligence. There is only one ultimate and supreme intelligence, and that's God, right?
That's right.
Yes.
And that trumps AI. And it's not Donald Trump, right? But that trumps AI, folks. And so that's reality. This is reality. Look, you got God's Word, the Bible, which is this King James Bible right here. We're getting into reality. It is written by an extreme, extreme, extreme intelligence. Today, as we go through this, we're going to see that. Today we have a number of people who consider themselves to be great minds or intellectuals, but as the Word of God says, they professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, okay? So I'm just wanting to tell you that, look, God is on the throne. He's in complete control. There's this world, we're exactly on track. Everything is falling exactly in place. If you've studied the Word of God the way we have, then you have complete and total confidence how it all ends, okay? I have no doubts at all how everything is going to end because it's already been literally spelled out for me. And so we're going to pick it up where we left off. And so the title of the message was The Wicked and the Weak, The Wicked and the Weak. And we're going to pick it up tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. So, Randy, let's take them verse at a time.
Okay, sure. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
All right, so why do you think he was referring to we faint not and the mercy? Do you think that he was under very trying times?
Yes. Yeah, he was, sure.
He was under very trying times.
But he's saying that he's not giving up. He's not going to falter. He's not going to stumble.
And so he goes on to say, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So now here, was Paul definitely facing the same things we're facing today?
Oh, and maybe even more so, because he had a literal threat of people standing over him who could have killed him at any time. Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
Are we heading that way now?
That's exactly right. We're not there yet, but praise God, but we're on the way.
In most of the world, we are there. The persecution of the church around this world is greater than it's ever been today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's true.
Okay. So he says, he goes on to say, go ahead to verse 3.
Okay, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
All right. Now, it is hid to them that are lost. We talked about that before. Those that are... You know, it seems like today those that may have the highest IQ seem to be the dumbest.
Yes. Okay?
They have been dumbed down to the point because you hear making outrageous statements that they've been making, especially Klaus Schwab, George Soros, these people out there today.
But don't you think that that's the proof that we believe with our hearts? Because if it was by proof, then only the intellectual people would ever grasp what Christ was saying and what the gospel message was. But because we believe with our hearts, God can reveal it to babes.
Well, that's true, but I think you'll find the answer. If we go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm just going to jump over there.
You said chapter 2?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Okay.
And we'll we just start with verse 1.
Verse 10?
Verse 1.
Verse 1, okay. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that cometh to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Okay, stop right there. So now he's talking about, now the word prince there is the same word we use for legislators, which none of the legislators of this world knew, okay? Had they known it, they definitely would not have crucified the prince of glory. Now, why do you think he's saying that? Had they known it, they would have known what their future would be. Okay, do you think what they did when they turned on the Lord Jesus? Remember, how often do you hear people say, when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, and they were shouting, crucify, crucify, the Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Okay, so there are those who say, well, you see, all those people, all the horrible things they did to the Lord, they were forgiven. What is required for forgiveness?
Repentance. No, you got to believe, really. You got to believe.
Repentance.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, do you think those people that were shouting, crucify, crucify, repented? Okay.
No, of course they did.
The ones that did, okay, because now there were some there that did. Remember the Roman soldiers said, surely this was the Son of God, okay?
Yes.
Do you think maybe they might have gone and asked God for forgiveness?
I think so.
Yes.
You know, when the things they saw kind of put the fear of God into them, huh?
Yes.
All right, let's go back to, well, no, here, go to verse 12 and read me 12 through 16.
Colossians 16:12.
No. Where are you at? 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Oh, okay.
Start with verse 12.
Verse 6. Okay, verse 12. Okay. So then death worketh in us, but life in you.
No. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Right.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12.
Right. Oh, 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry.
You see that one and that two?
Yeah, I'm in 2 Corinthians. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? Excuse me, but we have the mind of Christ.
Okay, so now here, think about this for a minute now. But he that is spiritual judges all things, okay? How often have you heard, judge not lest you be judged?
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes.
How often have you heard people say, you're not supposed to judge?
Yes.
But the Bible actually tells us where to judge everything. And in fact, if you jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that's a very interesting chat, Pastor. Dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world should be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Does that sound like we're not to judge?
Sounds like a courtroom.
And it sounds like those sound bites that you hear from people all the time aren't real accurate, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go back to where we started in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to be in verse 4.
Verse 4, okay. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine unto them.
All right, now here. Now he's making a point there. The God of this world is who?
Satan.
Okay, now he's blinding the minds of them which believe not. Now, it's an interesting thing, again, because you go to the people that seem to be the most fervent atheists are the ones who consider themselves to be intellectuals. If you look today, you know, it used to be in the old days, you could be as dumb as you wanted, you know, on the cheap. Today, and to reality, to be as dumb as you really can be, you got to go to Harvard or you got to go to these universities. You go there, and they teach you there is no God. They teach, you know,
that there's no such thing as a woman either. Remember, don't forget that there's no. We don't know what a woman is.
I do. A woman is someone who remembers all the bad things you did 4 or 5 years ago. I know, because I've been. And they remind you of that all the time. That's how you know. I'm not going to say anything. My wife could be listening. Okay, now we better get back to this. Now, lest the light of the glorious gospel. Hey, he's doing something here. In Genesis, What is what talks about in the beginning? There was what? The earth was still dark and void. Okay, and out of the darkness, God made light.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, light is the absence of darkness, huh?
That's correct. Yes.
Now, who done that?
Well, God. No.
Wait a minute. Hold. There's the Trinity, the Father, okay. Son, and Holy Ghost. The Father gives the marching orders, and who does the work?
Jesus.
The Holy Son. Spirit did.
No, he provides the power. The Lord Jesus
did the
creator.
Work. Yeah. All things were created by him.
And right. So right Christ before. Is the creator. Now, he's talking about something. He's making an example. He's telling you here that the glorious gospel of Christ, light of the glorious gospel. So when, and he gives you a comparison two times here, you know, with the light of the creation where he brought light into the world. And now he says, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Okay, so that word image there, what does that mean?
That which?
That means the very essence, the very essence. Okay?
The essence, right.
So the essence is...
The substance, the foundation of whatever is the essence of it.
Okay, so the essence of my right hand is my right hand.
Is your right hand.
Yes.
Okay. What about the essence of Lisa? What can we do? I'm kind of...
That is Lisa.
All right. Okay. Okay, so now he goes, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So now he goes on to say, here we go again, for God who... commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. He's taking you back to Genesis, okay? Have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, here, look at this verse here. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So what are those? In other words, he's talking about something that is contained in earthen vessels, okay? So what is it that that is very precious, but it's contained in earthen vessels he's referring to there?
Holy Spirit?
No, he's referring to our salvation.
Our salvation, oh, yes. Well, the whole realm of salvation is implemented in the earthen vessel.
Right, so you have that, okay. Mm-hmm. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that's our bodies, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then that's two, that's our salvation, and also what? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Yes, so,
All righty, so very good. I think we're going to stop there, because that's the end of that, and... we are going to do some rap. You know what? I got this to read.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll let you read this. Maybe I'll. Yeah.
We got a bunch of stuff tonight.
I'm going to let you read this here. You go ahead and just read this one here.
Okay? All right. You want me to read this?
Yeah, I want you to read it.
Okay, here we go. Now, this says, for sale, my white privilege card. Over 50 years. Oh, he gives it to me. I like that. Over 50 years old, but in mint condition. Never been used. Reason for selling. It hasn't done anything for me. No free college. No free food. No free housing. No free anything. I've had to go to work every day of my life while paying a boatload of taxes to carry those who choose not to work. If interested, I prefer cash, but willing to do an even trade for a victim card, which seems much more widely accepted and comes with countless benefits.
Something to that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. The only problem is that I sit here as a minority, and you know what I want to know? I want to know, where's this benefits card?
Yeah. There you
I haven't
go.
Gotten one yet. I haven't gotten one yet.
Well, don't worry about it.
Maybe it's because I'm hanging out with you.
You got reparations coming. Yeah, and Al Sharpton will be the one who gives you the reparation, but he's going to keep some of that for himself.
Listen, we're going to get the reparations the day after tomorrow. That's when we're going to get them, the day after tomorrow. And since tomorrow never comes.
That's right. All right. Huge. 66% of American voters, or two-thirds, believe the 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating. Wow. Why do you think that would be?
I wonder where that came from. Yeah.
Earlier this month, Carrie Lake released her new hit single, 81 Million Votes, My Backside, describing the entirely unbelievable results for the 2020 presidential election. Carrie's new hit song, 81 Million Votes, My Backside, with the truth bombers and mailman media debuted on a Billboard's digital song sales chart and hit number one on the Billboard charts as it continues to skyrocket in sales. Well, I can see that the election there in Maricopa County in Arizona, corrupt. Okay.
But wouldn't this be a good time to remind the people in Cuyahoga County that we do have an election coming up in August?
Yes.
August 8th, folks. Mm-hmm. You've got to vote yes. You vote yes on August 8th. There's only one issue on the ballot, okay?
That's right.
And that is the issue to change the vote from 50 to 60 to change 60%. To amend the Constitution. It's the constitutional amendment vote, so it's extremely important. Now, if you won't go out and vote, if you're in Ohio, if you're not registered to vote, you've got till July 10th to get registered. You ought to be ashamed if you're not registered. If you are old enough to vote, you ought to be ashamed. You ought to tell them, Randy.
That's right. They're everywhere. The people that register and the people that are petitioning to take away that right. So you have to be careful about who you sign up with. And you're right. Till July 10th, they have that. And then come on. And then you've got virtually 2 weeks to vote. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. They'll start taking them at the Board of Elections probably a week or so ahead. So you've almost got 2 weeks to vote.
Yeah.
And you need to do that.
Got to get it done right away.
Yes.
So, folks, get to your Board of Elections. We have the absentee ballot cards where you send in to get your absentee ballot. We have those.
That's right.
If people need them, they're doers of the Word Baptist Church. It's very, very important.
Yes. And it's also important that if you've moved, to make sure you have something with the right address, because Your every vote's going to count this time. And we know that in the summer, people, it's always a light turnout, whether the weather's bad or good, because people tend not to. So those of you going on vacation, you got a voting season, if you will. Please make sure you vote before you go away or do what you do. And also make sure that your change of address is right. If you got a passport or a driver's license, you're in good shape, or have something with your current address on it, and take care of that ahead of time. Please do it. It's important. We need you. And actually, your children need it, too.
What do you think you should do to people that don't register to vote, don't get registered and vote, and call themselves Christians? What kind of punishment do you think they should have?
Well, to not vote is to vote for the opposition.
Yes.
Right. I mean, that's what it is. Is it you?
Well,
did
if you
vote.
Don't vote, do you have any right to complain about the way things
Absolutely
are?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Right.
And if you don't vote, do you have any right to complain about your vote being stolen?
No.
So do you think that those people that will not, professing Christians, register to vote, do you think they should be forced to watch a whole week of The View on TV? a whole week. Okay. Without any medical or psychological treatment.
I think they'd have to be institutionalized after that.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Wisconsin Democrats openly defy state election law to indefinitely keep election administrations in place. All right. I guess I don't really have to say too much. That kind of says it all. So we're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say,
want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. Work it up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not.
No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Three school districts in the state of New Jersey are not going to take it anymore. That's right. The state of New Jersey, they got a very corrupt. I mean, somebody really needs to repent, and I'm going to tell you that who in just in a minute. But you have three school districts that are actually doing the right thing in New Jersey, okay? And so here, three school districts in the state of New Jersey require parental notification if a child begins transitioning their gender. As a result, they are being sued by the state. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask the people to pray to come against these people here. This is outrageous and shows the concerned parents who have been showing up at the school board meetings in recent years had every right to be worried about where things are going. Imagine such a monumental thing to your child and the school you fund with your tax dollars in hiding it from you. The College Fix reports, folks, listen here. The state of New Jersey is suing three school districts that require parentals to be notified where gender nonconforming students wish to change their names, be called by new pronouns, or request their accommodations. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin filed civil rights complaints against the Middletown Township, Marlboro Township, and Manalapan English Town regional districts this past week, mere hours before the school districts had approved the policy. So right now, I'm going to take time, and I'm going to ask people to pray that God would deal with this guy, okay? Attorney General Matthew Plotkin, you better hope you don't run into me. If you run into me, you're going to get heaven sweet, hell hot. You know, you're going to get what the Word of God has to say. Now, chances are I can't run into you, but if I could, I would in a heartbeat, mister. So I'm going to ask people out there to do this for you. I'm going to ask people to join us. You see, listen, only if you actually believe the Word of God, only if you actually believe the Word of God, actually if you've got some fire, some metal in you, if you believe in prayer, this is a man right now who's become a very little man in the sight of God. This man here wants to take away the parents' rights to even know about what's happening, okay, with their children. And so I'm asking you folks out there to join me that God would humble this guy, would bring this man, by whatever means God sees fit, would bring this wicked little man to repentance, okay? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I'm praying that the people out there with me, and I'm praying that there's some pastors out there that have enough metal and enough courage to stand up and try to be like men and pray this imprecatory prayer. Lord, we would ask that you would bring this Attorney General Matthew Plotkin, whatever it would take to bring this wicked little man to repentance. Lord, he's shaking a rebellious fist in the face of a holy God. He's doing exactly what you said there in Isaiah 5. He's calling good evil and evil good. He's a wicked little man. And for him and his office and all of those that are involved with him there and the governor in the state of New Jersey, and that includes the governor, whatever it would take to bring these wicked little people, these people here, according to your word, God, these are lesser people. They're unrepentant. They're wicked. And Lord God, unless they repent, Lord Jesus, you said, unless they repent, they're going to burn. And so, Lord, whatever it would take to bring this wicked little man, Attorney General Matthew Plotkin, to repentance, Lord, we ask, and him and the governor and all those others with him, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay. Randy, you got something there.
Yeah. You had mentioned about Wisconsin a little bit before we went on break, and I have an article here. It says, complete disgrace. Democratic state senator says, and I'm going to say letters instead of these words, and you all know why, says F the suburbs, unquote, giving speech on the Senate floor. Democratic state senator LaTanya Johnson of Wisconsin made some crude remarks while addressing the Senate floor on Wednesday. Johnson told her colleagues that in the Senate, F the suburbs, because they didn't know a GD thing about how life is in the city. Johnson serves as a state senator for Wisconsin's 6th District. She failed to mention the millions of Milwaukee receives under a recently passed GOP-led shared revenue package. Her speech came out during a debate of the Republican-written budget. Democrats are offering a series of amendments to emphasize the issues that they care about. Johnson says has yet to apologize, and even some Democratic lawmakers have praised Johnson for her comments. Senator Johnson spoke passionately to defend the community she represents, Republicans who continuously weaponize and villainize the people of Milwaukee without accountability need to answer for the constant legislation on racism. These absurd times in state government call for real talk. And I think it's absurd because if you think about it, look at what she's doing. There's no cause for this. And I think that's it. And you ought to see the grammar in this. What I read to you was that there's about five misspelled words like weaponize and villainize.
Well,
and we won't get into that.
Let me ask you, what does God's word, the Bible, say about what kind of a woman uses that kind of profanity?
Well, he's a whore.
Yeah.
Right.
A whore. Pure and simple, whore.
Oh, yep. A whorish woman.
Yeah.
Here, Madison, Wisconsin. It can only be described as openly defiant and breathtaking behavior on the behalf of three Democrats on the Wisconsin Election Commission. State election law appears to have been deliberately and purposely ignored on June 27th as the Wisconsin Election Commission meeting. Regarding the reappointment of the Administrator of Elections, the Wisconsin Election Commission, the three Democrats voted to abstain and three Republicans to move the appointment matter of the Administrator forward voted yes on the appointment consideration of the Administrator of Elections position, thereby purposely causing a deadlock so that the current Administrator would, in the Democrats' mind, remain in place indefinitely. Wisconsin voters were invited by three Democrats to sue them in court if they don't like their decision on the Wisconsin Election Commission to keep the administration. These people are corrupt. I mean, just unbelievable.
But, you know, Wisconsin is an interesting place. I went to college in Wisconsin 50 years ago. We won't get into all that. But nevertheless, it has shifted from a conservative kind of point of view all the way over to the other way during that time period. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Little Lisa's got an article. Go ahead, Little Lisa.
Okay, well, Nasty Pelosi, she wants to violate the Constitution by placing term limits on the Supreme Court, but not on Congress. And she also wants to expand the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, of course they do.
Yes.
And they, you know, it's unbelievable, especially Joe Obama Biden now, after what happened today. And let me tell you what happened out there. The great Clarence Thomas. Praise the good Lord for Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
He, I would say, is the actual, by far, the best justice on that court right now.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he's the longest serving, too.
And so the great Clarence Thomas demolishes Biden's race-baiting Supreme Court justice in a ferocious affirmative action case concurrence after she throws a history fit. That's that newest one that they put on there, that Brown.
Mm-hmm.
The only piece of our news, of our sour news on today's historic ruling abolishes race-based college admissions, is that Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion instead of the great Justice Clarence Thomas. His concurrence is the stuff legends are made of. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Joe Biden's affirmative action Supreme Court pick, because the woman, she's the one that didn't know what a woman was.
That's exactly right. She started it.
Yes.
You know what she doesn't know? She doesn't know what a Supreme Court justice is either.
That's right.
She's not one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does not share these patriotic beliefs. After today's ruling, she threw a race-baiting hissy fit that predictably had liberals swooning. She accused the court's conservatives for having a let-them-eat-cake obliviousness. She went on to whine that the justices detached themselves from the country's actual past and present experiences while lecturing the ostrich-like members about libid experiences. Well, she knows what an ostrich is, but she don't know what a woman is? Okay.
That's right.
Maybe she relates more with being an ostrich than a woman.
Well,
ostriches, you know, they hide their head in the ground.
Yes.
Maybe that's where she's coming from, huh? Mm-hmm.
It may be.
Yes.
Okay, you've got an article there.
Sure. Now here's another one that I think that everybody needs to take a look at, and this is about something that's happening at the grocery store. It says, beware of the WEF, and that's the word.
I heard about that, yeah.
This is the World Economic Forum, and it says World Economic Forum, and then Bill Gates funded APEEL. And they have a product called Organapeel. It's a food coating chemical on organic produce. Isn't that interesting? A food coating on organics. The Organic Consumer Association has dropped a bombshell this week about a chemical substance called Organapeel, produced by a company called APEEL that is hiding in plain sight. The Organic Materials Review Institute, these are people you probably never heard of, but anyway, they're there, reportedly gave Organapeel's Omnipeel the green light, presumably based on citric acid being the active ingredient. However, Organapeel only contains 0.66% citric acid, and the other 99.44% of the substance remains largely a mystery. Perhaps not surprisingly, both the World Economic Forum and billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates of Microsoft Farms are behind Organapeel. The Organic Consumer Association reported that the citric coating is allowed inorganic foods, and despite technically being non-organic. Yes, there are different forms of citric acid. However, it is unclear what the rest of the Organapeel contains. Now, listen to this. It says, the main ingredient based on this document is monoacylglycerides, and these are extracted from grapeseed, which sounds natural, but once you realize Organapeel's extraction method involves the use of multiple toxic solvents, and these solvents contain toxic residues of mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, palladium, heptane, and ethyl acetate. Now, despite all this, the World Economic Forum, Gates, and the other globalist entities are insistent that the monoglycerides, the main ingredient in the Organopil and Edipil, are safe to consume, even though they're linked to cancer-causing carcinogens like glycidol, and not to mention all the other toxic aforementioned that linger on in the food as well. Now, in 2021, Apil was valued at $2.2 billion thanks to the government's approval of the questionably toxic Organopil and Edipil food preservatives coating, which could be hiding in your organic fruits and vegetables. And you have the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates to thank for this hidden poison.
Well,
isn't that wonderful? I mean, you know, what's amazing to me is that they GMO'd it and now they're poisoning it.
Yes.
You know, I took a tomato from McDonald's last summer and I set it out on my backyard with the mayonnaise on it and all that.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the flies didn't land on it.
Mm, now, that is strange.
No, that's not. They had enough sense.
They knew it was poison.
That's exactly right.
Poison tomato.
We had one of the fellows, Ron, in the church, had brought home a McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah.
And he had left it sitting on his garage, and it was there all winter long into the spring and summer, and it didn't decay.
I know it stayed the same texture, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Now, listen to this. John Solomon called Joe Biden's secret global phone, and guess who picked up? That's right. This is the phone that they use to cut their deals with, all right?
Okay, let's hear it.
Peter Schweizer on Sunday dropped a bombshell during an appearance on Fox News with host Maria Bartiromo. Schweizer, author of Secret Empires, said Joe Biden was using a secret cell phone, and it was paid for by Hunter Biden's firm. What is the line of communications between Hunter Biden and his business partners and Joe Biden when he's vice president of the United States, Schweitzer said. It's not that government phone. Nope. It's not Joe Biden's personal phone. No. We know from the laptop that Hunter Biden's business paid for a private phone line that Joe Biden used while he was vice president. Schweitzer continued. It was from AT&T. It was $300 a month. It was a global phone where you could access somebody anywhere in the world. Peter Schweizer said he shared the phone number and account information with people over the House Oversight Committee. John Solomon on Wednesday said he called Joe Biden's secret global phone, and guess who picked up? One of these documents got leaked to me, and I had a cell phone number that Hunter Biden was paying for, so I figured this was my chance. I've been trying to get a fair comment from Hunter Biden. So I'm going to call the cell phone, John Solomon said on a Real American Voice. He continued, so I called the cell phone, and guess who picked up the phone? It was Joe Biden. Joe Biden, boy, was he shocked when he picked up the phone and found out it was me, John Solomon said. He hung up pretty quick.
But you know what's interesting about that whole thing? I wonder what kind of service they get from AT&T. I guarantee you one thing. They won't turn his phone off for non-payment.
Uh-uh.
They're not about to turn
that
off.
Okay, little Lisa, she's waiting. She wants it.
Okay, well, turning the tables on his accuser, President Donald Trump has hit back at E. Jean Carroll with a defamation lawsuit saying she falsely accused him of rape. This countersuit comes after a civil jury found him, quote, guilty of sexual abuse and defamation but not rape in May. Filed in Manhattan federal court on Tuesday, Trump's counterclaim cites Carroll's post-verdict comments on CNN. He seeks a retraction as well as compensatory and punitive damages yet to be specified. According to the court filing, Trump has been the subject of significant harm to his reputation, which in turn has yielded an inordinate amount of damages sustained as a result. Clinton-appointed Judge Lewis Kaplan, known for his controversial ruling, set an early 2024 trial date for Carroll's original 2019 defamation case against Trump And the timing of the trial suspiciously is close to the first presidential primaries, and it seems to be the latest move by the Democrats to meddle in the 2024 election. And inexplicably, the Republican Party has turned a blind eye to this arguably overt bias. And the New York jury found her rape allegations absurd, with Carroll unable to specify the year the alleged event even happened. And despite her accusations, she remained a very avid fan of Trump's show for years, a rather odd contradiction. Nonetheless, the court ordered Trump to pay Carroll $5 million. And it seems quite weird that you're so into a show which entirely centered on your alleged rapist. And here's a funny thing here. Carroll resides in a log cabin named the Mouse House, shared with mice. And she also travels the country with her blue-dyed, that is, standard poodle, Lewis Carroll, while leaving her cat, and this is its real name, Vagina T. Fireball, behind. In yet another unusual declaration, she claimed to have received sexual advice from her dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you
crazy
know, the
woman.
Any kind of, any time, look, no matter what kind of a case you get in D.C., if it's in a D.C. court, if you're a decent person, you'll be ruled against. I mean, that's
well, 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 well yes. That's a fact. But mm-hmm. but to me, come on, blue hair and a dog, it doesn't seem like Trump's type. That doesn't.
Oh, dear.
She doesn't fit the mold.
Yeah, and it's trying to mess up the 2024 election here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, anything.
Yeah.
Anything to do that.
That's the one that said Trump tried to get her and that he went into one of these women's clothing stores.
Yeah.
And somehow he got her in the little booth. Well, these other women came out and said they've been in there and you could just barely fit. They're very small. There's no room to do anything. And Trump says definitely not his type. Now, well, if you look at Melania and some of the women that Trump put you with and look at this woman, you can see how she's definitely not his type.
She's not his yeah. type. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, look at her. Yeah, that I wouldn't think so.
You're prettier than her, Randy.
Look at that.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Goodness sakes.
Wait, right. Well, speaking of crazy stuff, I got one here. It says, gay furriers hacking spree against anti-trans movement expands to 5 states. It says, the self-described gay furriers in the hacking group known as, I guess that's Sigid Sek, have expanded their campaign against 5 states for their stance on transgender issues. The group, who earlier this month leaked data from the Texas city of Fort Worth, claimed on Wednesday that it had breached government websites belonging to the states of Nebraska, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and again, Texas. Now, it says in this announcement on the breaches, which encourage readers to, quote, be gay, do crime, unquote. Sieg said it targeted the Nebraska Supreme Court. And these are the people that, these are the places where they successfully breached. The Nebraska Supreme Court, South Dakota boards and commissions, Texas Behavioral Health Executive Council, Pennsylvania's Provider Self-Service website, as well as the South Carolina Criminal Justice Information Service. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Here, this is an article that I would come across. This is an article we did 2 years ago on February 4th of 2021, okay? And from the Freedom Outpost, doctors who discovered cancer enzymes in vaccines all found murdered, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And so let me just do this one. Naglase prevents vitamin D being produced in the body. Not long ago, Neon Nettle reported on the epidemic of doctors being murdered, most of which were from Florida, U.S. The scientists all shared a common trait. They all had discovered that naglase, the enzyme protein, was being added to vaccines, which were then being administered to humans. I guess it's spelled Naglase, is which prevents vitamin D from being produced in the body, which is the body's main defense to naturally kill cancer cells. According to the bridegroom, or to the bigriddle.com, it is a protein that's also created by all cancer cells. This protein is also being found in very high concentrations in autistic children and they're putting it in our vaccines. This prevents the body from utilizing the vitamin D necessary to fight cancer and to prevent autism. It disables the immune system. It's also known to cause type 2 diabetes. So basically, they were killing these doctors because they had found a cure to cancer or were successfully treating autism. They're killing them because these doctors have been researching and had the evidence that the vaccines they're injecting our precious children with are causing our current cancer and autism crisis. And that is obviously being done knowingly. Now, remember, we talked about this 2 years ago.
Yes.
And on purpose. The doctors they killed in Florida had been collaborating and were getting ready to go public with the information. Depopulation 101, add poison to vaccines. Make it law that all children must be injected to attend school. Slow kill methods. They think that they're being fair with their survival of the fittest type mentality. Only the best genes survive. These people have no souls. There you go. I'm just going to stop it there. It goes on and on.
But you know what's interesting about the whole vitamin D thing, and I say this is at this time, you gave me the article about the benefits card, is that one of the disadvantages in being darker and being black is that I have to take twice as much vitamin D because the melanin blocks the sun. So that drug would be doubly bad on black people.
Ah.
It would be doubly bad because that's an issue with black folks. I mean, like, you know, like if whatever it says on the bottle, the recommended dose, I have to take twice that. Mm-hmm. because of the melanin being dark. It's a sun blocker. So yeah, I don't make vitamin D, obviously, like fair-skinned people would do. So it's interesting to me that now they've got something that's hampering that further. That'd be doubly bad on black people.
Do you know what else would be bad for you? Killer bees. See, killer.
Oh, yeah.
See, now, like, if you and I were out there, they go after dark things and not light things. That's why those guys wear all the white uniforms when they go out to get the killer bees.
Yeah.
But I saw what they do. Yeah. They go after black horses, anything that comes close to their nest. And so you better never go up next to a killer bee nest.
Well, they never go after me. I'm white as a sheet.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We're coming up. Are we coming up to a break?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. We got a minute left here. Oh, I got to do this. I could do this in a minute. Dershowitz, does Trump know something big he's not sharing? I can't believe what they're doing on the left is really putting, I mean, absolute garbage out there. They're putting up on the internet that Trump has admitted everything he's done. He's surrendering. He's going to prison. You name it. I mean, I cannot believe all the disinformation. In fact, I'm going to start naming those people that are putting it out.
Sure, you should.
Yes.
With Donald Trump under fire, after CNN played an audio recording of the former president allegedly discussing the classified documents, I listened to that, and it was not at all what they're saying. There's nothing right in there that tells you that he is saying, yes, these are all classified.
That's right.
Trump said he had newspaper clippings, okay? And he was making a mockery of the system. But we're coming up to a break, so hang tight. We'll be back right after this with some really good information. You don't want to go away. 9, 10, 11, 12.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.